Obviously, a really disappointing night for you. What was your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough to take. I think the overall result was a bit harsh on us, to say the least. I think that over the 90 minutes tonight, we're talking about, I felt we more than deserved, a win, really, never even mind a draw. But we ran out of steam a little bit, in terms of, just the energy the players put in, obviously with the injuries we had, and the resources were really stretched to the maximum. And I think, obviously, and ultimately, Annan took, advantage of that, and all credit to him. And I want to congratulate Peter and his team. It's really tough to get through the playoffs, and they managed it, beating Dumbarton and beating myself. So they deserve to go up. And as I said, I've got no complaints over the two games. But on tonight's game, I felt we were, we just edged it over the 90 minutes. And I think it was harsh, the scoreline. Obviously, we take a wee bit of risk towards the end of the game because you're trying to keep a hold of the ball, and they get another goal. But listen, overall, congratulate the winners, congratulate Peter and Annan. It's a big achievement for them to get into Division One. He's done a terrific job down there. So all credit to him. And for us, it's about, clearing our heads, regrouping, and then, looking for the challenge next year.
Well, I mean, it was quite a cagey first half, and obviously you couldn't have scored actually at the better time to start the second half, so you must be quite disappointed you didn't kick on, because you were dominating for large spells that second half.
Yeah, but listen, we had players running on empty, we had players playing out of position, so many players playing out of position. So you can't just, I mean, if you've got maybe two or three players on the bench in the second half that you could have utilised, but we couldn't even use another sub because we had three breaks in the first half. So that's the rules. You can't use anymore. So we couldn't even use anybody if we wanted to. So therefore, I think that definitely hindered us to a certain extent. And again, as I said, listen, when you're 1-0 up in the game and you've still got a goal to chase, then you've got to take a little bit of a risk at times. You've got to almost allow an opportunity against you to try and catch on the counter-attack. And as I said, unfortunately for us, Annan took the one chance that came their way. I think it was probably the only chance I think they had in the game up until then. But listen, that's football for you. It's not about how many chances you create, it's about how many chances you take. And Annan took more than us. So, as I said before, you congratulate them. But overall, the attitude, the commitment for the players, particularly having the injuries, particularly the serious one to Rico, which is a definite break, but certainly it dislocated, and it was horrible to see, and the players, are shocked by that when they see that, and it can knock the stuffing out of you when one of your teammates, it happens to one of your teammates. So all credit to them for managing to try and focus back on the game again. And when you see the distress of one of your teammates, it's no easy. So listen, there was a lot of things that didn't go our way tonight. But as I said, in terms of attitude and effort for the player, I've got absolutely no complaint whatsoever. We gave it everything, we just fell a bit short.
Yeah, just lastly, you talked about kind of regrouping and going again next season. I'm guessing the ultimate aim is just to kind of get right back into this division where you would kind of actually belong in the end.
Well, as I said, listen, football is a game where every team thinks that they've got the right to be in a certain level. You've got to earn that right. Listen, there's a lot of talking to be done. It's still raw just now after the disappointment of tonight. So, we'll get the next couple of days, let everything settle down. And then, from Monday onwards, then we have to start thinking forward, because this season's done.
Thanks very much, Joe.
All right, thanks very much.